Welcome to Wondering Wednesday.
Wondering on Wednesday.
That's right. It is your favorite hosts, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are so excited to answer questions for you on Wednesdays.
You can send us all of your burning points and miles questions, whether it's 101, 201, questions about a specific trip itinerary. We're going to pick one each week and feature it on the show in a little tiny bite-sized episode.
You can send your questions to Mary Ellen and Joe at wonderlandonpoints.com. You can DM us. You can send them to us through the Facebook group. We want to hear from you.
So let's dive in.
Let's go. Okay, burning question. What is 524? I see it talked about all the time. 524. Watch your 524. Don't do that. You'll mess up your 524. Joe, tell us, what does that mean?
Fantastic question, because it is one of the most commonly asked beginner questions, because in the Facebook groups and everywhere where you're learning, you'll see this term thrown around. And you might just be wondering to yourself, what is this? I don't understand this. And there's a lot of nuances. So let's dive into it. 524 is specifically a Chase rule. Chase Bank says that if you have opened five or more of any brand of card from any bank in 24 months, they will not consider you for any more of their cards. So let's talk through what that means, because there are some rule changes regarding business cards. Most of the time, a business card does not add to your 524. But the nuance there is that in order to get one of Chase's business cards, you have to have an open spot, meaning you have to be at four cards in the last 24 months, four personal cards in the last
or less,
which is great, in the past 24 months. So Mary Ellen, is there anything that you want to add to this to really explain this in a way that people can understand?
Yeah, just make sure that you remember that 524 is not just talking about five Chase cards. It's talking about five any kind of cards. They can see that on your credit reports. And if you've opened the Amex Gold and you've opened a Capital One Venture card and you got an AA, a Citi AA card, you know, all of these add up. It also may mean if you're starting out, you have to think back before you were in this points and miles game. Did you open an Old Navy card? Did you try to get free shipping at Land's End and you open their credit card? You may need to think back, because there could be some credit cards you don't remember. All of those count for 524.
Yes. And I had this experience because I had taken a credit from Care Credit at a vet's office for a very, very large veterinary bill that was really unexpected. I didn't even get a credit card. They extended me a line of credit. I took it. I paid it slowly over a couple of months. And then that was it. And I forgot about it. So when I got a denial because I was over 524, I had to go back through and say, how could that be possible? Oh, it was that line of credit extended to me at the vet's office. So that is a very, very interesting thing. You're going to want to pull your credit report. You're going to want to go through. You can use an app to track these for you, or you can do a spreadsheet, but you're going to want to write down what card you got, when you got it, and then strategize. Okay, this is exactly why we don't want you to go crazy opening a bunch of cards too quickly, because it could throw you off of your future strategy. If you want to continue earning points and miles steadily throughout the years and have it keep refreshing itself, you really need to stagger your cards in a way that allows you to keep doing that without getting iced out by certain banks. So this is why 524 is really, really important to keep in your mind. And although it doesn't apply to all banks, there are some banks that we should mention that are very sensitive to inquiries. And if you have a lot of inquiries on your credit, that might be a red flag and a reason for denial from those other banks. Give us some examples of those.
That's right. Capital One, especially, they're very picky with their approvals. And one of the things that they will deny you for, although it is not a stated rule like 524 for Chase, they will deny you if you've had too many inquiries. So keep that 524. That's a good rule for all banks, not just Chase. It's kind of good that we have that rule because it helps keeps us in check across cards. Barclays has a really fun American Airlines card that people love to get because it's hard to earn American Airlines miles. Not many banks transfer to them, but for that Barclays card, you have to be careful. They're very sensitive to inquiries. Another thing to keep in mind, it's not just Chase cards like Chase Sapphire Preferred, Chase Inc. cash cards, the ones that say Chase's name really big. If you want to get a Southwest credit card, that is still a co-branded card with Chase. Mm-hmm. And so when you apply for a Southwest card, you are applying for a Chase card. So you have to be under 524. I think sometimes maybe people don't piece that together, that some of the co-branded cards are actually still Chase cards and still follow that 524 rule.
Absolutely. That is extremely important to keep in mind. So we have other episodes digging more into Chase as a bank. One of our earliest episodes is a Chase deep dive. We'll be doing another one in the future. So if you have more questions and you want to dig more into who Chase is as a bank, why we love them so much, and why we definitely think, even with all their rules, that they're a great way to go, we'll link that in the show notes so you can go back and listen to it. Also, feel free to reach out to us in the Facebook group. Ask us any follow-up questions.
If you do find yourself over 524 and you're sad because you can't get any more cards, maybe you opened some several years ago, but they weren't points and miles cards, you really want to get in the game. The good news is, some banks are not as strict and you can still get credit cards. There are times in people's points and miles journey that they're like, you know what? I don't want any Chase cards right now. There are several other cards that I want. And maybe they blow past 524 for a little while. And that is fine too. But keep it in mind, velocity does matter. Don't open too many cards in too short of a period of time. Pace yourself. The points will still be there. We want to earn and burn. If you earn them faster than you can spend them, I don't know. Maybe just pace yourself a little bit.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, some banks do have pre-approval tools that you can use to see if you can get a card before it hits your credit score. So Capital One has a pre-approval tool. Amex also has a pre-approval tool. These are great things to take advantage of. If you're considering making a choice to put yourself over 524, at least maybe make sure that you can get the cards before you get that hit to your credit. I have taken advantage of both of those. I am also currently over 524, and it's a little bit painful when a great offer comes out on a Chase card that I can't take advantage of right now. But I also know that I have a strategy, and I've done this purposefully, and I know that at the beginning of December, I will be back to 424, and I will be able to start taking advantage of Chase cards again. So it's all about looking to the future, strategizing, making sure that you're not jumping on every single thing that sounds good just because it sounds good.
Yeah, I think you have to. The takeaway is think long and hard about each card that you open. It's hard. We mention a lot on our podcast about being ADHD. I struggle with being impulsive. You see that shiny new card syndrome is a real thing for us impulsive folks. Mm-hmm. But think long and hard. Really consider. And if you want to go over 524, that's okay, as long as you've considered it. Okay? Don't find yourself there accidentally.
Absolutely. And if you really have any more questions about this, go to our website. We have a form where we do a free credit card consultation where we can help walk you through your strategy and help you plan so that you don't find yourself in a position where you're having to miss out on cards that you want because you went a little too fast with too little information.
Okay. That's what we were wondering about this Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review
or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.